There's a new thing opening up around town, Tom, called The Collective. It's going to be an exciting environment for people to share cross-cultural interrelated platforms.
You sound like you're a bad marketer.
Now, I listened to this, I watched this, I read this, I'm like, and it's Jacob, young Jacob, the producer. How old are you again? Like 18?
25.
All right. That's like 18. It sounds like a country club. Like you would pay a certain amount of money every single month to be in some sort of club, and then you would just sort of all hang out and at the club.
I think the difference is it's urban.
Oh.
So they call themselves an urban clubhouse.
Oh, okay.
And the reason this is even launched is because a Seattle Times article, I think it's the Restaurant Reviewer, says, hey, there's a new restaurant in town. It's right down the street here. It's in the South Lake Union area. The newest restaurant called High Tide is inside this private club. So if you're not a member of the club, you don't even get access.
But you pay $100 a month in order to be able
$100
to
a month to hang out with all these people. It's got hammocks. It's got rock climbing walls. I mean, it's got all sorts of stuff, John.
Here it is.
It's going to be split between two areas. There's going to be Alpenglow and High Tide. High Tide is going to be a full restaurant and bar with a phenomenal platform for great live music and collaborative workspace. It's Alpenglow.
Okay, you lost me. What is it? Collaborative what? Workspace?
Workspace. You know how they...
Why do you need a collaborative workspace? A restaurant.
Forum for great live music and collaborative workspace. Alpenglow is a refuge from your city life. It'll have everything from a boutique bouldering gym and art.
What?
A boutique bouldering gym?
Bouldering gym. That's like rock climbing, but you don't get that high, so you can do it without like strapping in.
And nobody does it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's like people, using the racquetball court at the apartment. Same thing. Never used. Okay.
Artist in residence studio. I think hands down, the thing I'm most excited about with The Collective is being able to bring in a buddy or two, have somebody else bring their group of friends, add really cool events, and then see good ideas put into action.
The Collective is sort of a perfect opportunity for me to interact and meet with like-minded creatives across mediums and cultures and to come together and sort of celebrate life, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to sit down at the bar and look to my left and not know who's next to me and be able just to say, hey, what's your story?
And then have him keep looking at his phone. Come on.
Like-minded creatives.
Yeah.
Those three words have never crossed my lips before to hang out as a place to hang out. However,
you bring one group of friends, and then they bring a group of friends, and then everybody's just on their phone the whole time.
But, John, they're like-minded creatives.
Right.
So
let's open the kimono on this one, all right?
So this the Seattle Times reporter, she says that it's a very welcoming, atmosphere that people, start up. I mean, they clearly, not just, there are facilitators, but they're just people that are members that are really into this, and they make you feel real comfortable. You have these great conversations and all. But it feels, on the face of it, it feels
so
exclusive.
Inorganic.
But the way they argue it is it starts very organic. It was created by two friends who grew up in Olympia. One of the reasons it's called, what's it called, Aspenwald or whatever. It's the feeling or the look of Mount Rainier at sunset, and they're going to try to recreate that moment.
Mm.
It feels like it's so ripe for parody that it's hard to take it seriously. It's not Alpenglow, that's what it's called. It's not being mocked like we're mocking it in the Seattle Times. And they do acknowledge, they consider it an experiment for sure. And they say, well, so you've got this is your ilk, John. The Sky High Columbia Tower Club. Those monthly dues are $300 and it comes with a dress code. Those are your people.
What do you know?
Now the Collective are Jacob's people. They're cash. They got a little money. They got it, I think, for $100
a month. Again, here's what you can look forward to.
Collective is sort of a perfect opportunity for me to interact and meet with like-minded creatives across.
Like-minded creatives.
Yeah, now, interact also, and relate with like-minded creatives.
Exactly.
They should speak English.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
I
want to meet a guy.
Kind of
I want to meet a guy.
Vibe. Yes.
Cross mediums and.
Oh, cross mediums. What the hell does that mean? I'm going to meet somebody across different mediums.
Well, you know.
I don't have to talk to you. I can text you.
If you
can sit 10 feet from me and I'll text you.
No, maybe they mean like, oh, you're a sculptor and you're a painter and you're a musician. And I'm here for my workspace.
And cultures and to come together and sort of. Celebrate life, I guess.
It's an urban clubhouse for the mind, body, and soul,
right.
John, where locals can craft a home and community based on common interests and shared ventures. I'm amazed anyone has the nerve to even, you know, try to get this off the ground. But apparently it's relatively successful.
No, because in their bubble, Tom, this is the way people talk, and this is the way they think people interrelate. Yes. I joined a men's club, and I said, what's the purpose of our club? Like, are we raising money for nonprofits? Are we trying to, like, bring in different people and change the world? And my buddy said, no, we just get together and drink once a month. And there's, like, 200 of us in there. And it's a host bar.
Yeah.
And everybody has their name tags on, and you just shoot the S with people and drink. And then poor Brock Salk's brother, whatever his name is.
Brock Salk have a brother?
Wait, no.
I'd like to see Brock Salk for starters, let alone the brother.
Brock Heward's brother.
Oh, Brock Heward's brother?
Last week, Damon was up there talking ad nauseum about the... Because apparently they bring in speakers, but nobody gives the speaker any respect. They're all just hockey.
We're just here to drink. What are you talking, yabbering on about?
Guys, I remember, because they hired me come in and give a speech. And I asked a rhetorical question. I said, how many people here consider themselves to be lucky? And then with that, they just like unload on me for 15 minutes, just yelling stuff out. It was the worst audience I've ever had to give a speech to. So when I joined the club.
Drunk men? Bad audience? Go figure.
But we were interrelating on various medium platforms.
Well, the thrust of the Seattle Times article, though, is that this is designed to defrost the famous Seattle freeze.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're mocking people who are trying to make everyone feel more included by excluding everyone who doesn't pay a private membership.
The bartender that I spoke to that's been tending bar for 9 years, so I'm going to use him as research study. And I told you this the other day. I said, so what's changed as far as the dynamics in a bar? He said, nobody talks to one another.
Oh, yes.
Everybody's on their phone. One guy's on his phone sitting at the bar. Other guy's on his phone at the bar. Yeah. And any sort of hooking up that's going on is all being done through Tinder or Bumble. So the person sees, hey, you're right down the street at the bar. I'll come see you at the bar. So there's no interchange. But nobody talks to anybody.
But see, that's why the collective is there, because they will not allow for that, I bet. I bet they don't have those kinds of
conversations.
It's all about conversations, John. That's what they say. It's to generate dialogue and encourage informal and enjoyable interactions among like-minded.
I want to sit down at the bar and look to my left and not know who's next to me and be able just to say, hey, what's your story?
Hey, what's your story?
Hey, that's your line.
Hey, what's your story?
All right. Good
John,
luck.
I think
good
we should
them.
Go. We should sneak in there.
They're not going to let us in there.
Well, if you pay my membership fee, they would.
It's $100 a month?
Yeah, but you can only go for, you can go for just 1 month.
The other field trip I wanted to have with you is to go to a homeless, like the
tents. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah, we'll do it in the same night.
All right, good. Come back. Your letters are pouring in right now. You can write to us at mynorthwest.com. You can text as well at 98973. You can communicate with us on all sorts of different mediums across cross-cultural experiences right after this.